Number 108 from April of 2006, A Mountain of Clothing. This past Sunday, our congregation was blessed by the singing and witnessing of the men's choir from the Christian Ministries Rescue Mission. The music was good, and the spirit in which it was sung was even better. The testimonials given by two of the men were not only courageous, but humbling at the same time. I hope that we were also a blessing to them as well. The Lenten season reminds us to strip away all the frills and get down to the basics of living a Christian life, with things like fasting, prayer, meditation, and giving alms to the poor. This last part about supporting those in need really got to me. In the same week that this was going on at our house, my wife was putting together some new clothes racks so that we could pack more of our clothing into our already jammed walk-in closet. It dawned on me that people at the Christian Ministries Rescue Mission and people at Heaven's Warehouse could probably use these clothes a lot more than we could, since we hadn't worn them for a long time. When 1 + 1 added up to 2 for me, I saw a way that my closet problems were solved and the people who needed clothes would have them. You know, we usually keep clothes that are in good shape and tell ourselves that we will wear them again, and then we wake up. This is a dream that rarely happens, and even if it did, we would want new clothes to celebrate getting skinny anyway. So this is my challenge to the congregation. Let's gather a mountain of clothing for our local agencies that provide for the needy. Let's go through our closets and drawers, ruthlessly culling those items that have not been worn for the past year. Do not go through and think how you liked a particular article or that you might get into it again someday. Just go strictly on time alone using the one-year rule. If you haven't worn it in a year, you're not going to wear it again. Stop kidding yourself. I believe if we did this, the boxes, bags, and hangers full of clothes could never fit into several trucks. Wouldn't it feel great to see so many clothes go to folks who could really use them and appreciate them? We have seen the faces of people that God has touched with his love and that we could touch. Let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's end the tyranny that materialism has over us and give to those in need. How about that?